Hi, it's a beautiful day in this neighborhood, a beautiful day for a neighbor. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? It's a neighborly day in this beauty wood, a neighborly day for a beauty. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? I have always wanted to have a neighbor just like you. I've always wanted to live in a neighborhood with you. So let's make the most of this beautiful day. Since we're together, we might as well say, would you be mine? Could you be mine? Won't you be my neighbor? Won't you please? Won't you please? Please won't you be my neighbor? Hi. Have a good weekend? I did. Did some work over the weekend. I'm glad to see you again. Sure am. How are you coming with your tying? Takes a long time to learn how to tie shoes or tie an apron in the back. Yeah, I put the apron on because there are some household chores to do today, ladies and gentlemen. This is a new kind of floor wax, and we're going to try it on the kitchen floor, okay? Do you mind doing some work with me today? Okay. And this is a kind of floor waxer that we're going to use. Let's go in and get ready. I've already washed the floor, so it's ready for the wax. You put the wax in the top of this thing. Never used it before, I borrowed this. Yeah. See? Unscrews. And we'll put this, fill it with this. Oh, it holds a lot. Little bubbles in it. All right, ready to wax? Let's see now. Well, we'll start right here. Squirt the wax out. Hey, that's doing pretty well. Who does the waxing at your house? Does your mom do it? Does your dad ever help? I bet some of you girls would like to be like your moms, wouldn't you? I know a girl who would like to be just exactly like her mother. Mm-hmm. She sometimes sings, I'd like to be just like my mom. She's pretty and she's nice. She knows just how to make the beds and cook things out of rice. And Daddy likes the things she does, the way she looks. And gee, I'd like to be just like my mom and have someone like me. Mm-hmm. How do you think it looks? Have to be careful not to walk on it here. A lot of things to do in the house, aren't there? Washing, dusting, drying,
all kinds of work.
Oh boy, now how am I gonna get over to that machine? All right, let me see. Now this thing is something that does buffing. Yeah, you put this right on there. Handy kind of a machine. Yep. It's electric, so you plug it in. Bet your dad knows a lot about machines like this, don't you suppose? I know a boy who'd like to be just like his father and know all those things, drive a car and all that. I'd like to be just like my dad. He's handsome and he's keen. He knows just how to drive the car and buy the gasoline. And mommy likes the things he does, the way he looks, and gee, I'd like to be just like my dad and have someone like me. Now let's see if this works well. Just to press on it here. Pretty good. Mm-hmm. What you think? Oops. Don't want to get too many footmarks, huh? Oh, Mr. McFeely, would you go around the front door, please? Would you? Thank you. I've got this all waxed here. Let's go look at the front. Already? Did you get to the front door already?
Speedy delivery, Mr. Rogers, speedy delivery.
Speedy delivery is right, Mr. McFeely.
Oh, it's all part of my service, Mr. Rogers, all part of my service. And here's a free sample for you, Mr. Rogers.
Of what?
Well, that's a special liquid soap detergent, Mr. Rogers. It's all for you, a free sample I'm giving out to the whole neighborhood today, Mr. Rogers.
Oh, thank you, Mr. McFeely.
You know, that is good for dishwashing, Mr. Rogers, and it's also good for making bubbles.
Making bubbles?
Mm-hmm. Would you like to see?
Yes, I
would. Alrighty, now you just put your hand out of the palm of your hand. Make a little cup in your hand there, Mr. Rogers, and a little bit up. There we go. Set this down here.
Dishwashing stuff.
Now you watch. I'll demonstrate first, Mr. Rogers. Alrighty, here we go.
Right.
Put this right in the liquid. Little soap bubbles here. Here we go. You see?
Why, you're great,
making
Mr.
bubbles, making bubbles. Oh, I like to make bubbles, Mr. Rogers. Try it once more. There's a big bubble for you, Mr. Rogers. There it goes. Bye-bye, bubble.
Beautiful.
Would you like to try, Mr. Rogers?
Oh, I would, Mr. Rogers.
I'll hold this little cap for you, Mr. Rogers.
Have you always liked to make bubbles?
Ever since I've been a little boy, Mr. Rogers, I like bubbles.
Oh, and now you have grandchildren, don't you?
I do, and they enjoy making bubbles too, Mr. Rogers. In fact, they're getting one of these free samples too.
I didn't do it very well, Mr. McFeely.
There, you need a little bit more liquid. There you go. There's three bubbles for you. Catch this one. There we go.
Pop.
A little more of a liquid there.
Can I try one more?
All righty.
What? I never knew you could do it with that.
Just pop. Well, Mr. Rogers, that's all the time of the day for bubbles. I have to go over and make more delivery, so what I'll do... Whoops.
I'll get it, Mr. McFeely. Thank you very much.
Hurry today, Mr. Rogers, and I'll just speed right off, alrighty? Well, you may have this, Mr. Rogers, and you can make more bubbles, alrighty?
Thank you very much, Mr. McFeely.
Well, good day to you, and I hope you enjoy bubble making, alrighty?
Oh, I'm sure I will. I've been working in the kitchen.
Oh, you have? Well, I see you have your apron on. Are you going to wash some dishes, too? That makes a lot of bubbles. Try this on your dishes, Mr. Rogers, alrighty?
I will.
And I'll just speed off now. I'm behind schedule, so toodaloo.
Well, thanks for stopping, Mr. McFeely.
You're quite welcome. Good day,
I never thought that you could use that. That's for washing dishes, he says. Here's the top down here. If he's going to make believe, maybe we should just look and see how quickly he gets there. He's so speedy, I wonder if he's there already. Let's make our own telescope and look.
Good day, Miss Pussycat. Good day.
Meow, meow, Mr. McFeely, meow.
Here's something for you. Speedy delivery. There you go.
Meow, me?
Yes, it's for you, Henrietta. It's a special liquid soap detergent. It's a free sample for you today. Special delivery.
Meow, meow. Free sample, meow.
Free sample.
Meow, thank you, meow, meow, McFeely.
Is Exodus tree today, Henrietta?
Meow.
It isn't.
Meow, flying. Meow, 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 meow.
Well, then maybe you could give this to X for me. It's one for him. There you go.
Meow for X.
You have it there, Henrietta?
Meow, meow. Big bottles.
Oh, they are big bottles for you, Henrietta. There you go.
Meow, push hard, meow.
Push hard. All right.
Thank you, meow, meow. Meow, meow.
All part of my service. Well, good day, Henrietta. Good day. Speedy delivery.
Meow, Mr. McFeely.
Hello, Mr. McFeely.
How are you today?
Oh, I'm just fine, thank you.
Well, I was looking for you over at your house, but you weren't there, so I meet you right here,
oh,
right?
Yes. Yes, what's your job today,
well,
Mr.
Well, I'm
McFeely.
Giving away things today, and there's one for you.
Well, thank you very much. It's nice to get presents,
oh,
isn't it?
Oh, and it's nice to give them, too. That's a free sample of soap for you, Lady Aberlin.
Oh.
Liquid soap. Oh, yes. And could you take one for the castle for me?
Oh.
This is for the castle. I suppose you could give it to Edgar Cook. He'd be the one in charge of soap and detergents.
Well, I'll be glad to take it over there, but Sarah Saturday was doing the dishes when I just left.
Oh, Sarah Saturday. Wonderful person. Wonderful
yes.
lady. Well, she's... wonderful helper, too. Well, good day, Lady Aberlin. Free delivery. And thank you. Good day.
Have a good day, Mr. McFeely.
I see Mr. McFeely gave you some stuff, too.
Yes. Yes, he did. One's for me, and the other's for the people at the castle.
It's fun to get something you don't expect, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
Did you know you could make bubbles with it?
Well, I just made a little bitty one, but I... How do you do it?
Well, you get a plate, and then you have a little kind of a circle thing, and then you blow through it.
Do you have one we could try?
Sure, I've been doing it myself.
Oh, you have?
Yeah, just a minute.
Grand. This one's for the castle.
Here it is.
We'll use mine, okay? Oh, grand. This is the little bubble thing.
That's it.
And I'll just pour this in. A lot or a little?
Well, as much as you want. It's really for washing dishes, but I found out about that bubble stuff.
Yeah?
Mm-hmm. Who's that one for?
Well, this one is for the castle.
Mm-hmm.
And this one is ours.
I
well,
see.
Mine, but ours.
Mm-hmm.
Now I just dip it in.
Yeah, just the way you might make a bubble. And blow. Good.
Oh, a little one.
Mm-hmm.
See if I can't make one that goes taller. Oh, come blow with me, Daniel.
Okay.
Ready? Oh.
We blow well together, don't we?
Yes. Wild bubbles. Tame tigers and lovely bubbles. Ready?
Mm-hmm.
A big one.
Oh, it's beautiful.
Oh, yes.
Goodbye, bubble.
Bye, bubble. Oh. I'll blow you another one, Daniel.
Okay.
quick, Bubble.
They come and they go.
Yes. Let's blow this one. Ready?
Hi. How's Sarah Saturday?
Oh, she's fine.
King Friday surely likes her to come and visit, doesn't it?
Here's bubble. Another one, Daniel.
Bubble.
Yes. She seems to make him feel good. You know, she's more his own age than I am, you know.
Oh, sure. Hi, Bubble.
Hi, Bubble.
Is she coming here to work for him? Is that why she came here?
Not like Edgar Cook works for him.
Oh, just sort of like a friend?
Yes. She'll work to make him feel happy, and he'll work to make her feel happy.
Oh.
I think that's the way it'll be.
Bye.
Bye, Bubble.
Well, that's a good way. Are they going to get married?
I don't know. I didn't ask them.
Well, sometimes people do get married when they like each other a lot.
I know. That's how families begin. It's good to know, though. Wouldn't it be nice to know one way or the other?
I wish they would get married. And Sarah Saturday could stay here all the time.
You like her, don't you?
Yeah. You know, she always seems to listen to you so well. Let's go ask them if they're going to get married.
Oh, okay. Daniel, people like to tell about a thing like that themselves. They don't like someone to ask them.
Oh.
You know, but it would be nice to know, wouldn't it?
Yeah, it would be nice to know, but I'm growing, so I can wait.
You sure are.
Ooh, hi, Bubble.
You're growing in and out. You're growing.
That's a name.
You're growing all about.
I'm growing on this side and on this side.
And on this side?
And everywhere.
You are. I like you exactly the way you are, Daniel.
Ugga-mugga.
Ugga-mugga. Well, I think I'd better take this stuff over to the castle.
Boy, you'd think it was just for bubble blowing instead of dishwashing, wouldn't you?
Oh, well, you know, but Sarah Saturday's doing the dishes over there. What? But could I borrow the saucer?
Sure, she might like to make some bubbles herself.
Oh, grand. Thanks a lot, Daniel.
Thank you.
Goodbye, ugga-mugga.
Ugga-mugga to you.
Ugga-mugga to you, Bubble. Bubble Daniel. You're growing... You're growing in and out. You're growing all about. Some more? Bye, trolley.
Oh, Lady Aberlin is good at it, isn't she? We'll take it to the kitchen. It's meant for... Oh, let's give our plant a little water. It's growing too, you know. there. Let's see if the floor... Oh, the floor looks good. Yeah, I think it's about time to put the furniture back. King Friday and Sarah Saturday. Chair number one. Chair number two. There you are, chairs right on the clean floor. Chair number three. Now, get the table. One more chair. There it is. So, we've done some work. King Friday likes Sarah Saturday to make custard for him.
Mm-hmm.
Cup custard. That reminds me, I think I'd like some myself. Would you join me? Okay. Always keep a little cup custard on hand. And milk. You like milk, don't you? Some people like milk better than others. I've always liked milk. Mm-hmm. Now, you don't eat cup custard with your fingers, so have a spoon. That's a good one. Does your dad ever help with the cooking in the house? You know, mothers work for dads because they care about them. And dads work for mothers because they care about them. And sometimes children feel that their parents are the ones that do all the work, that they really don't have a chance to do anything. But think of some of the things that you do to help at your house. Did you ever help carry out the trash? Did you? What else? What else did you do? Did you ever help your dad find something that he lost? Did you ever go to another room when your mother or dad or somebody in your family said, please go get me something, either in another room or on another floor? All that's helping. Sure. Just the way your mothers, dads, aunts, uncles, friends, when they were little, they would have been able to do things like that for their parents. Sure, all of our parents were very little once. Mm-hmm. That's good to remember. It's great for me to remember as I put away my toys that mothers were all little girls one time, and fathers were all little boys. Any lady you see You could say, "Were you a little girl one time?" And that lady would say, "Sure." And any gentleman, if you would ask, "Were you ever a little boy?" That gentleman would say, "Sure." You ask me if I like milk, I'd say, "Sure." Okay, it's time to put away our things. Let's try Mr. McFeely's dishwashing stuff. Oh, it does make bubbles. Sure. Clean out the cup for the cup custard. That's why it's called cup custard. Because it's custard in a cup. Now it's custard in the stomach. There, we've done some work today. Oh, boy, it's time for me to go. Put these away. I must take back this waxer. I borrowed it, so I take it back. I've enjoyed working with you today in the house. I like to be with you. We talk about important things. You're my friend. We'll be together tomorrow. Tomorrow, we'll start the day tomorrow with a song. Or two, one, two. Tomorrow, tomorrow, we'll start the day tomorrow with a smile for you. Till then, I hope you're feeling happy. Till then, I hope your day is snappy. Tomorrow, tomorrow, it soon will be tomorrow and be our day. We will say a very happy tomorrow to you. You always make each day such a special day. You know how? By just your being yourself. I like you just the way you are. See you tomorrow. Bye-bye.
Production funds for this series were provided by a grant from the Sears Roebuck Foundation and a children's program fund established by NET-affiliated stations.
This is NET, the National Educational Television Network.